Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is going to be an unbelievable event. The Great American Pub there in Phoenixville. I don't have the exact address. I just know Phoenixville. Come on now. You can find it with Rich. I should be there around 4:30, 5 o'clock. No truth to the rumor. I can't verify it that each host will have their drinks of choice in front of them on a tray during the back and forth over the first 100 days.
Ooh.
We did an event once over at Infinity Live with said host. And it was quite interesting in that a host no longer here is the one who raised this. It wasn't anybody here saying they didn't want to stand next to me because of the height difference. That's how nuts it was. And a program director, not Greg, no longer here, said, yeah, Dom must be about 6'3 and a half and all. Okay.
I'll take it any day of the week.
So there won't be any required. I think we have stools. And I'm sure there'll be drinks of choice in front of us. We had that when we did this debate. It's not a debate. It's just a look back at 100 days of Trump. You got to get your tickets now. Colonial Theater is a great spot. And I do hope to see you over at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville sometime before that. You know, when people get out of work. One event I did with Bill O'Reilly, we had listeners come after the event over in Pittman. The first time we had O'Reilly, it was great. And this is just, we learn each time. This is an add-on to that, another way to get together around a huge event. So you can imagine with four points of view, there will be differences. There will be things going back and forth. It'll be a lot of fun. 855-839-1210. You get on board. In a moment, we'll talk with Giuseppe from Italy, one of Ken Chase's great tour guys with conservative tours. You should call them now. When you hear Giuseppe, you'll hear the details on the stuff they do to put together these trips are unbelievable. It's 888-733-9494, the website conservativetours.com. And the fact they call themselves conservative tours underlines they realize a lot of listeners gone are talk radio listeners. They will be in places around the country, around various talk stations. And the last trip to Italy, we had a bunch with us in addition to Talk Radio 1210, led by Leslie Fishopine here. All right. I know we're transatlantic here, so we need a minute here to get Giuseppe set up. All right, Giuseppe, welcome back. Is this line clear?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
All right, good. So, Giuseppe, you've been outvoted again this time. We played some of your stylings. Have you been to America before, Giuseppe? Have you been to America?
I have been to America, and my very favorite city is Philadelphia.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
And guess what? My favorite food in America is a nice Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, very nice. Well, you come here again, you will be our guest, and I will take you to South Philly, the heart of Italians here.
That's where I want to go. I want the real experience.
Okay, just like you give us the real experience in Sicily, I'm telling you, you're such a good guy, and you would fit right in. We just have to coach you up. When we knock on the doors and these women bring out their recipes, remember, it's great. Yeah. It's gravy. Just say gravy.
It's sauce. Yeah.
Can I run a couple other things by him real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
The cured meat called capicola, as we know it.
Capicola, yes.
It is capicola. Yes. It's not gabagool? No? Not
See, that's a dialect. Capicola is dialect, but in Italian you say capicola.
Okay.
I think I'm very tired.
Very nice.
And how about mozzarella?
No.
Some people say mozzarella.
Right.
That's a dialect. Mozzarella is Italian. So that's the amazing thing about Italy. Every region has its own dialect. So as you travel, you can find these differences.
So,
and Sicily is an amazing place to be. And if someone asks me, I would like to go to Italy, I would tell them immediately you have to go to Sicily first. And that's because when Italy did not exist, Sicily was already very well civilized. It's where they had already cities, they had temples, they had, you probably remember guys like Archimedes, Pythagoras has schools of mathematicians down there. So it is truly the cradle of the Mediterranean, an amazing melting pot of cultures, of people, so much history. And what people are going to appreciate the most is the food. Because the real Italian typical food, the flavors, come from the slopes of Mount Etna, the volcano. That's because of the soils that are very rich. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to taste the Sicilian wines. They are the very best. There's a sweet Marsala wine you probably had before, the veal Marsala.
Yes, of course.
That's where it comes from. The sweet wine, but then Mount Etna volcano is amazing because we go up to 9,000 feet, you know, on our tour, and you can actually walk the craters. At this time of the year, for example, there's snow, even though we are in the middle of the Mediterranean. The volcano is 11,000 feet, so it's quite impressive to go to Sicily and also be able to experience a volcano. So Sicily has just so much to offer. I think, as I said, before making a trip to Italy, I would always recommend people to go to Sicily because chronologically, that's where the Italian culture civilization starts because of the presence of the Greeks, the Greek colonies, and then the Romans. There's so much history involved in that area. And you're staying also at amazing hotels overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. There's just so much value on this trip, I think.
Oh, without a doubt. So, Giuseppe, part of it, too, that time of year I hear in Sicily is still temperate and beautiful because of the Mediterranean.
Exactly.
To go at that time of the year and you don't have all the tourism stuff that you have in August and all in October.
Yeah, exactly. It's not as hot. The weather is very pleasant. It's also during the time of the olive harvest, so you could taste some authentic olive oil. We have a few great wine tastings also planned. We visit some of the cannoli pastry shops where you can actually see how they make the cannoli. I say cannoli because it's plural. When you say many cannoli, instead if it's one, you usually say one cannolo.
I didn't know that. We just say cannolis. Yeah, well,
is a multiple cannoli. When it's one, it's cannolo. So you're going to taste some amazing cannoli that are made with the ricotta cheese that comes from the Nebrodi Mountains. It's just so traditional, you know, the places where we go. We're going to go to the villages of the Godfather, too, that are kept the same as they were during, you know, Francis Ford Coppola's movie. We get to visit the villages in the inland, the coastal areas. So there's the island itself is a huge island because it's the largest island of the Mediterranean. But the interesting thing is this melting pot of civilizations you're going to discover. It's one of the most beautiful sights of Italy.
Well, in Godfather, of course, Apollonia was Greek, although she looked Italian.
Exactly, yeah. But that's the blend of also the cultures that you're going to find there. Greek origin, some of the villages, Greek temples, Greek and Roman amphitheaters. The language, the dialects has all influenced the way Sicily is today. So I really recommend, and I look forward to having you and meeting the group and the people that are going to be traveling.
Oh,
with you.
I hear great things about you as a tour guide. Dan had a question.
Yeah,
my
I got a couple questions for you, Giuseppe. Yeah, so first off, you yourself, are you from southern or northern Italy?
Southern Italy.
So here in New Jersey, we have a kind of thing, a rivalry almost between South Jerseyans and North Jerseyans. South Jerseyans aren't too fond of North Jerseyans, and I think the same could be said vice versa. Is that how it works in Italy, that South Italy?
It's exactly the same. We always, the Southern Italians are the best because of we got the sunny weather, we have the good food, we don't have all the smog and the pollutions those people in the North have, so...
Well, wait a minute.
We love the happy life. We don't stress to work too much.
Yeah, I'm in a complete agreement. The North is not my idea of Italy. It's the South, and I've been to most of Italy.
Well, my question leads to this, because I've often heard that in the food world, I'm obsessed with food TV shows, and I've often heard that Northern Italy is kind of where you find a lot more of the risottos. Southern Italy, you find a lot more of the pastas. I didn't know if there's a regional difference.
The best tomatoes, the San Marzano, they're all from Southern Italy. And that's because of the soils, the volcanic soils, the sun. The traditional Italian food comes all from the south. And that's what you also get in the United States, because all the immigrants that left the island and southern Italy came to the United States to work. They ended up in Pennsylvania. They went to West Virginia. They went to Rhode Island to work in the mines. But these, these people were all from southern Italy. Naples, Calabria, Puglia, Sicily.
Calabria,
and that's why there's so many Sicilian communities also in the Philadelphia area that come from that area, because they just needed to work. It's not as fancy as it is now with all the beautiful hotels. Back in the days, it was only agriculture and people needed to work, and that's why they left a beautiful island, but they needed jobs, they needed money, and that's how they ended up in the United States.
And contributed mightily to this. Thank God they came here, the Giordanos. That's what I know. So, Giuseppe, you just have one flaw. Yeah. It's a fatal flaw, though. The sauce, when I meet you, I will promise I will not kid about it, because I know you're
We're going to make a lecture on the sauce, because, you know, the tomatoes that are used in Sicily are fresh. They're not the canned ones.
Okay.
So
I got
they don't need to cook as long as you want them to make that kind of gravy that you talk about, you know? It's not necessary.
All right.
To make it gravy. So it's the tomato sauce that we make.
I just want to play this back one more time, Giuseppe. Yes. Not only you are a great Italian, but another great Italian-American, Frank Sinatra, agrees with you talking with Sid Mark. We pulled this deep cut, Giuseppe, just to add some fuel to your fire. Take a listen.
Excuse me, Mr. Sinatra. Are we calling this sauce, or are we going to call it gravy? I mean, we have to determine this.
It's a sauce.
Even Frank Sinatra
even
says
Frank
it's
Sinatra
a sauce.
Even Frank Sinatra backs you. What can I do?
That's because Frank Sinatra is a friend of mine, a friend of you, a friend of me.
Hey, Giuseppe, can I hardly wait to meet you. We will see you in October. Stay well.
I look forward.
Thanks for joining us as always, Giuseppe. Pleasure.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care. God bless America.
Thank you, Giuseppe.
What a guy.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't our tour guide on the last. We've had even the bus driver people love Rocco, of course.
Did you have a Lorenzo?
Lorenzo is the guy, though. Boat trips to, and sometimes Ken Chase, the owner, is with us. And Lorenzo's sister was with us the last
Romina.
Time, too. Yes. Call 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494, and Conservative Tours. They know. They're not taking you to tourist destinations. You really are going to see the real Sicily. And Ro, her people, Calabria. So Will was, I think she's supposed to text Dan, she told me, explaining as a real Italian through and through why it's.
Hold on, I haven't checked my text.
Why it's gravy.
Oh, she did.
And what's the reason it's gravy, not sauce?
Well, she said it's gravy, of course. This is spoken by the daughter of a pure Italian mom from Calabria.
Right.
And a dad from Sicily.
There you go. Yep. All right. What more do you need? There you go. Yep. All right. 855-839-1210. You can get a line right now, though. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Coming up, among other things, saw this piece today, and we kind of talked about a little bit of something like it. Guy writing in the Inquirer says, what Philadelphia needs, the police, et cetera, to fight crime is more drones, more spying on Philadelphia. Drone Force Philly. We're doing all this spying. We're seeing all this stuff. Are we punishing the people breaking the law? No. I'll give you the details. But first, it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, you know the station big event coming up. You will be there. If you get this right today, you'll win a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints, Trump's first 100 days in office, this coming Tuesday, May 6th, Colonial Theater, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Time is running out to get your tickets to all the voices of 1210 WPHT on stage together one special night. Get those tickets today, 1210WPHT.com. Oof. All right, what do we have today?
Dom, today is one that's designated for those that follow the current events, because this is the first time, I think, in Money Melody's history that we're actually going to play a new release. Not only is it a new release, the song just came out for an album that hasn't even been released yet, so it's almost a preview of an upcoming release, Dom. But we're talking about replacements today, and in the news nonstop has been just vitriol, anger, that they would even dare to try to replace an individual in a band. And they did so, and now they have a new album coming out, and man, is the rock community pretty generally upset about it. I'm going to play a sample of their new music. We want to know who this band is singing with a new replacement.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So now we're not looking for the replacement's name. We're looking for the band name that is using a replacement now to replace an unreplaceable individual, Dom, with an upcoming album. Who is that band?
All right. By the way, one quick update from the summer Dom Giordano White House called Mulligan's at the Jersey Shore. Johnny is in Dan's corner, but gentleman that he is, Pam is from South Philly, so he says, well, that takes precedence. Where you have
happy
to
life,
go.
Happy life.
So, Pam, thank you very much for that. Johnny, we'll work on you when we're down there at the bar. There'll be no sauce talk. Come on now. Unless Linda Kearns happens to bring it up and her losing arguments. 855-839-1210. Jump in. Want to go to Politics and Pints? It's right there. Give us the name of the band.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, playing for a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints. Wild event coming up this Tuesday, 6 days away. Here's today's clue. Give us the name of the band.
Bad.
All right, let's go to Brian in Levittown on Talk Radio 1210. Brian, what's the name of the band?
That would be Linkin Park. Not the Linkin Park I know, but it would be Linkin Park as it stands today.
Brian, you're my kind of guy, too. It wouldn't be the one I know, yeah.
All right, beautiful, Brian. We will see you at Politics and Pints.
So Linkin Park, Dom,
from today, one, 6 days.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to step on your read there. Yeah, one of the biggest bands from the early 2000s with Hybrid Theory, Linkin Park, really amazing, legendary band for millennials. Had a guy by the name of Chester Bennington fronting it, and Chester committed suicide a couple years back. Just recently, they rebooted Linkin Park without Chester, with a female named Emily Armstrong in the lead. And a lot of conversation in the rock community is Emily Armstrong is a very open Scientologist, as is Mike Shinoda. So a lot of people wonder, is this some kind of money-making opportunity for Scientology by relaunching Linkin Park with this new singer? Or what the heck's going on here? Because it's just blatantly disrespectful to the memory of Chester Bennington. So Linkin Park is the answer for today's Money Melody.
Haven't heard a lot about Scientology in a while, but I'm a believer in that. In Hollywood, they dictated, or at one point, tremendous amount of stuff, and you would tell comedians said, not going to joke about Scientology. Not the right, you know, anything else, yeah, but we're not going to joke. You don't hear too many Scientology jokes.
And this girl, Emily Armstrong, she used to be in a band called Dead Sarah, and they actually used to hand out pamphlets for Scientology at her shows.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they have a right, but the Tom Cruise stuff of the world and all, it's pretty difficult. All right, a couple of things. One, Speaker Mike Johnson launched, Republicans are going after the issue of where we're still with so-called gender transition surgery. Now, we've seen some hospitals say, nope, we're not going to be in that business anymore. Regrettably, I can't recommend Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I used to talk about them in glowing terms. Any hospital that's still engaging in this, they're out. I don't care about anything else. It's that ghastly. Listen to Johnson read from the reports, and you're going to hear him play in the middle of this yesterday, the Speaker of the House. This guy who is a surgeon who doesn't quite understand when people hear this, how crazy they get. He's just prattling on because he's in a bubble explaining how far they go with this stuff and how excited he is. They're going to be performing more of these surgeries, even in more intense, on kids. And they are thrilled. They say, we don't know what the result will be, but it's going to be exciting to find out. And you mean to say guys like Josh Shapiro are going to stand there and tell us, well, it's a parents' rights issue. No, it's not. We don't let parents say their kids can get drunk or drive a car or a million other things. We call that bad parenting. We call it negligence. We call it a lot of stuff. These parents are being bullied into doing this because they're told if you don't do it, there could be really bad consequences with your kids. Listen to Johnson, play this guy, and lay it out. 15.
So 80% or so of my practice is gender-affirming surgery. So I do facial, chest surgery, and genital surgery. But the majority of my practice and sort of where my passion lies is really genital surgery cases. So I do a lot of vaginoplasty and a lot of phalloplasty. I would just say they're expanding in either direction. a lot of adolescents presenting for surgical intervention, but also a lot of people that are like in their 70s sometimes coming in for genital surgery and then everything in between. But the adolescents for sure present some unique challenges. Obviously, there's great evidence supporting pubertal suppression for a whole variety of benefits. But the one thing that is very new is genital surgery in someone that has underwent pubertal suppression. Not so much an issue in someone with assigned female at birth anatomy that undergoes a phalloplasty because we're creating something with a you know, free tissue transfer or flap anyway. But a much bigger issue for an individual that's undergoing a penile inversion vaginoplasty, because we use all of that tissue to basically create vulva as well as line the internal vaginal canal. And as a specialty, those of us that do a fairly high volume of genital gender affirming surgery, you know, we've maybe done a handful of pubertally suppressed adolescents as a field, and no one's published on it yet. We're just putting our first series together as we're kind of learning and figuring out what works. But it's really changing things, because you don't have enough tissue to line the vaginal canal. So you either have to take a skin graft or take skin from elsewhere or use some artificial product. The way that we're dealing with it is by using a robot, and we're basically performing intra-abdominal components of the surgery. So we're using peritoneum, which is the inner lining of the abdomen, to line most of the vaginal canal. And by doing that, that allows us to use all of the remaining tissue externally to create a vulva and try to make also an aesthetic result.
All right. Now, you could say, and Johnson talked about this, he made some commentary after, but this guy, they chose a particularly revolting guy with this. And I can't think of anything worse. But this is what we're sitting here. 5 years, 10 years from now, I used to say this, people are going to go, yeah, how did we ever go through this period? The other side, though, they're not going to give up on this, just like they won't give up on the trans issue in sports, which is the low-hanging fruit. But this is ghastly. This is ridiculous. We talked a lot about this big study, 10-year study, a lot of money federal government put in. And the results said, no, we shouldn't be telling parents kids are going to commit suicide, et cetera. Remember that? And it was suppressed. How in the world can a hospital, as I understand it, like Children's Hospital, engage in this? We had on Dr. Heim that Henry got on. He testified he was going to go to jail if Trump were not elected because he was a whistleblower in Texas on stuff like this. They're not going to win on this. The more it gets exposed, the more that it's out there, the more that it's unwinnable. Are they going to learn the other side? Well, Governor Waltz today said that Kamala Harris put him into the VP slot. He was supposed to be someone who can speak to white people. My God. I mean, geez. Just think of the shenanigans going on there with Kamala Harris saying, we're going to go with Waltz. Out of the whole universe of people, they thought this guy would talk to white people, or particularly men. Yeah, and we would see him this different type of masculine figure. And they had Josh Shapiro on the bench. It should tell you they cannot win, right? Well, Trump can beat him. We don't know about other Republicans yet. We're going to find out. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Today is apparently oatmeal raisin day of a sort. Second best to chocolate chip cookies, or maybe even third, tertiary. We're looking for something that's kind of a knockoff or second best to something that's really good. Could be a person, could be a thing, could be a trend, whatever it might be. But the more this trans stuff continues, the more blatant it is that America is not going to go for this, that this is an issue. And the progressives particularly just like to say, well, why are you so concerned with this? Why do you keep on talking about it? Well, why don't you just give up on it? Why don't you accept the verdict on this stuff? They won't. So we won't. And it's an issue that cuts through. It's not just about the issue. It gets at what kind of judgment do you have if this is the way you see things? That you think guys like this should be allowed legally to be doing what he's doing. 855-839-1210. All right, we heard from Giuseppe a while ago talking about Sicily. He underlined the obvious that this is a unique place. Beautiful, the sun, the sea, Mediterranean Europe. And he talked about Calabria. We're going, Ro and I and you. These trips are indelible in my mind. I remember the last one. How people come together, talk radio 1210 listeners. And I mentioned Leslie leading the charge, you know, just trying to get out of New York airport. But the trip itself, the bonding that happens, the exploring all this together, is second to none. That's why it's called conservative tours. They are the people, the only people that we go with. All this, $55.44, including airfare. You heard Giuseppe talk about the dining events, the wine tastings, the cannolis that he distinguished. I don't know about the capicola that he talked about, but I do know these are the stuff of legend. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. He mentioned Mount Etna, the volcanoes, the Valley of the Temples, Taormina, Savoca. They're all there. They're all ancient, picturesque, one-of-a-kind, exotic. Call now. Go to conservativetours.com. You'll see all the information. Or simply call, and if you have, call and give them your group that's coming. Call 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494. All right, Dom Giordano's show. So Marco Rubio at the cabinet meeting today, and this must be a running joke inside the cabinet, said that RFK Jr. told him that Tootsie Rolls are okay in moderation. All right. I think, as we've said many times,
underrated candy,
that this is going to be the legacy person is RFK Jr., whatever he does, in addition to Trump. The others are sort of executing orders, et cetera. I think RFK Jr. is on his own here pretty much in many areas. And that's why when we were down there with Marty McCary and also the food babe, they were front and center on an issue that people really care about. It brings different people in to the Trump administration. Boy, Gary Player on Watch It on Fox is now with Tunnels to Towers. That's good stuff. That's big time. Yeah, they've attracted some of the real names. Let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. And yes, Leslie, you did get us out of New York Airport. Well, what have you done for us lately? What have you done for us lately?
What have I done for you lately?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Aloha.
Aloha. There you go.
Lorenzo and I and Ken stood in that Florence Square speaking to you when you asked the question, sauce or gravy? And it's sauce.
Hey, we got more. Even the brother says it, Tom.
They can say all they want, though. They don't know what goes on here in this side of the Atlantic. Come on. They're not credible on this issue.
What would you say if Lorenzo insisted that a hot dog's really a wiener?
I'm never going to say the word wiener in my life. The idea is just...
So if every time you talked about hot dogs, you kept saying, no, it's a wiener.
I hear you.
Or but they kept insisting it's a wiener. It's the same argument with sauce and gravy.
It just doesn't work when you ask someone if they put ketchup on their wiener, though.
I will. That's right. Yes. Yeah, we had to go there. Leslie, I'll take you into South Philly. Guys like Frank as our tour guide. And you'll see the antagonism. You know, you have a commanding presence. You're going to wilt when these women start in on you. You dare say sauce there. You're going to be kicked out of South Philly. Yeah.
No, I actually worked with a woman from South Philadelphia, and she always talked about gravy.
Yeah,
so, But it's very specific. In the article I sent you, it's kind of specific to just like five cities in America that are holding on to gravy. So it's kind of an interesting article.
Yeah, it is.
So Kudlow was great today. More Kudlow.
I was surprised on the tariffs because, again, he started. You heard what he said there, though. Well, I wouldn't advise in the beginning to do it that way. That was my only point about the tariffs. Again, firm up these deals. Get Lutnick and Navarro out of there. More Bessent and Kudlow. Have them make the deal. We need to get one deal on the board. Like a field goal here. Just one. And he said India.
Sure.
If that happens, that will settle everything down.
So did you hear that Rand Paul thinks that Congress should decide tariffs? And how do you feel about that?
The only problem with that is they never will decide anything. It would take forever.
Exactly.
God knows. Yeah. I know what he's trying to do, saying one person shouldn't. Well, they've given up their power. So, you know, that's somebody else jumped in. Trump saw that.
4 years from now, they'd still be trying to figure out what to do with Barrett.
They're not
going
to move. They let this get to this point. And I was astounded with some of these countries, how bad it is. I just want to clear the decks and then take on China. And I think
they would codify some of the executive orders that he's put in.
Well, of course.
And start there.
Yeah.
You know, stop with this. You know, let him do what he needs to do with tariffs and then figure it out later. But we need to get the ball rolling here. We don't have time.
That's the critical thing. So what's your knockoff today, Leslie?
So they call them woven wheat, whole wheat crackers, but nobody can mess with my Triscuits.
Mm. Ah, okay. Yeah. The Triscuit, okay. I like the wheat thin. You can go for some wheat thins.
I'm more
now.
Of a wheat thins guy. I like Triscuits. The wheat thins. If I wanted to eat a Triscuit, I'd just take a chomp out of like a wicker basket or something.
Yeah, nicely played. It does look like wicker. Okay. All right, so that's kind of the – we had some great ones, too, when it comes to people today. Any on Twitter that can get people thinking for the final roundup here?
Now. Let me see.
All right.
Very slow.
Yeah, 855-839-1210. So this is coming because it's oatmeal raisin day of a sort. That's what we're looking for. Any that you like? Well, we'll get them. Okay, we'll pass on it for now. All right, we'll take your calls. Let me take Christian here. We played you Mike Johnson with this doctor who's one of the specialists. And you heard this guy. Look, he's got a funny way of talking. The video of him is appalling, but he's out there. That's what these guys are doing. And the argument Mike Johnson made was they're saying, well, we don't know what the result of this will be. They don't know if this can be done. It can't. Why would Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and these others be engaged in it? I hate to think it's just money. I don't think it is. I think it's their ideology. They're wedded to this. They actually think we're going to go down this path. And they try to insult by saying, what about parents' rights? Can't parents decide to do this? And the answer is no. And societally, it's going to continue to grow and they're going to continue to lose on it. Let's go to Christian in Abington, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, welcome in.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So something I'd love for people to hammer down the LGBTQ, XYZ, ABC community on is that if genitals does not determine gender, then how is there such a thing as gender-affirming care as far as basically what is genital mutilation? So I'd love to hear what they really have to say about that and really make them die on one of those hills because they'll ostracize half of their entire party. And second, I believe if we really want to solve this problem, the DOJ needs to enable a couple of cases to go through where the surgical team and the psychiatrists and the therapists and everybody who's involved in allowing these things to happen needs to get sued into oblivion. And then it will self-correct. Once people realize they can lose their license in-house, they won't do these surgeries anymore once there's actual skin in the game and repercussions for what they've done.
Well, I think there are suits ongoing. I don't know about Department of Justice per se, but there are some big lawsuits on this. And Children's Hospital of Philadelphia doesn't get any bigger than that to me. I was shocked when I learned that I saw who's engaged in it. And there are some people that are driven. They're obsessed over this. They're going to be hard to bring to heel, but yeah. Suing them, money is usually the thing that works. Do you have a answer to our side, Christian?
So kind of the best I could come up with would be replacing the plastic straws with paper.
That's a very good
Christian,
one.
Christian, what an answer, man.
That's a really good one. Yeah, I'll put you down for that. That is a very good one and the ideology behind it. And somebody mocked on the 100 days. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel. Oh. So now we have plastic, not paper straws. Big deal by Trump. You know what, buddy? It is a big deal because if some Boy Scout who got his merit badge falsely by saying we use a billion of them a day or whatever the number was, ludicrous. It's just outright craziness to make people not be able to use a plastic straw. All right. It is the lightning round next. Grab a line. That's a good one, though. It might be in the winner's circle. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is exactly right. Hey, one thing, I'm sure the debate will continue, but close down the Eagles who didn't go to see President Trump. Darius Slay, former cornerback for the Eagles with Pittsburgh, just said, I just saw it at Philly.com. He didn't go because he had things to do and attend to his kids. That's a reasonable thing. He's not with the team. I wouldn't count him. And he wanted to do that. You know, it's neither here nor there. But the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles saying scheduling conflict, I wonder if he's going to be asked about that. Or will the sports media, because of their antagonism toward Trump, not ask? It's not a principle. It's a lie. Darius Slay, not with the team anymore. You know, you would hope people still believe in being invited to the White House is a big deal. But some don't. That's okay. And he's not an Eagle now. You know, he's on to other stuff. That's a big difference. All right, the Earl of Tacony. Let's see what he has here. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
I'm probably not going to get around to seeing Neil Young doing Marilyn Man again. I don't like doing that in the lightning round. It's not fair to others. So I'm going to bring up another singer instead. How about Frank Sinatra and Frank Sinatra Jr.? I mean, the only thing that Frank Sinatra Jr. has going for him is he looks like Frank Sinatra being his son, and he has access to the suits.
Okay. Yeah, well,
good,
you know,
good one. Really good one.
We might do something to how difficult it is. Think of, I can't think of memory of, I'm talking about somebody who really hit it big like Sinatra, and then the son exceeding that. It's almost impossible. Usually when they give you the son exceeding, the dad did pretty well at something. And then it'd be like Deion Sanders and the son. There's no
groundwork.
Shot. Yeah, there's no shot that you can exceed the father. He's one of the arguably 25, 50 best players ever. What's the son going to do? Got to be difficult. It puts you in there, but also the pressure's on you. How can you match the father?
Ronnie.
But I mean, psychically, though, I think if you're an aware human being, got to be hard. Let's go to Jim in Wilmington. Jim, what's yours?
Hey, how about that zirconia diamond, which isn't a diamond? It's zirconia dioxide.
That's a really good answer. Cubic zirconia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Knock off diamond. Tell it, you know, would a woman know if you give her a zirconia? Would they know that? I don't know how they know that stuff.
Cubic zirconium, they're going
to
know.
Do we have to hand a...
It doesn't have the same kind of shine.
Do we have to hand a certificate? This is a certified diamond. I mean, Ro once got upset. I was given a gift certificate to a fancy restaurant, but we went out for anniversary. She doesn't think you should be able to use that on an anniversary. It's like, what the heck?
The visual of it, though, I can understand. It's a tough look.
It's money.
I understand.
It's like I took money.
I understand,
out.
But if you had this big, nice dinner, and then it's like, here's the gift card, sir. Like,
yeah, I leave a bigger tip then. Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes up for it.
Oh my God! Why? It's the thought that matters.
You gave your cash. Gave your wife cash for her anniversary?
No, I paid the dinner with a gift certificate somebody gave. Fancy restaurant.
That might be just as bad.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's Jim in Gloucester. Hey, Jim, what's yours?
Hey there, Dom. Okay, as a kid growing up in South Philly, I used to love the soft pretzels from the Federal Baking Company.
Right.
And now the ones they sell nowadays, they don't come up to those.
What's the difference?
Are you kidding? From the Federal Baking Company, the soft pretzels? It's not even close.
Okay, I gotcha. I just want to see the hygiene. How do those guys sell pretzels all day on the boulevard or wherever? Where are they going to the bathroom? What are they doing? That's always been the question. Joe of Exton, I think he's on brand here today. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
The Campbell Soup Company has undergone a transformation. Their kitchens produce a product which is far superior in quality and taste to the soups of its competitor, the Progresso Company.
Uh-oh. All right. I hear you, Joe. Roe prefers Progresso. I know. I'm not a soup guy out of the can, but I don't know about that. Campbell's soup.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't even remember Progresso was a thing until he said it right now. So I think he's right in that.
It's a huge thing. I don't know if they are. I bet they come close to outselling Campbell's.
Interesting. Yeah.
I'd have to look that up.
If you put like some of their soups side by side and do a blind taste test, it's pretty clearly obvious which one's better.
Let's go to Bill and Bucks to finish this up. Bill, what's yours?
I just had one comment first that if Bill Maher could go 3,000 miles to the White House, Jalen Hurts can spend 150 miles to go down there.
Okay. So, what's yours?
Mine is Alex Trebek and Ken Jennings.
Yeah, Ken Jennings is annoying after the voice, the connection with it. Thank you. Yeah, Ken Jennings, I would have rather had Aaron Rodgers in there. Somebody like that.
Oh, please. He would have made it about himself.
Yeah, maybe. But Ken Jennings is smarty pants there, and he got dumped. He got beaten. Now, I think he beat the gambling guy, though, pretty badly. Yeah, so he might be the best. He's probably the best of all time. All right, Dan, we'll start with you. Who did you like?
Early on, we had a pretty good one. That was right. Paul who said Adam West is the best of all time Batman. We also had Roseanne, Lewin Hamilton, which I thought was a clever answer. Connors not being a good replacement for Roseanne. I like Cubic Zirconia over Diamond Frank Sinatra Jr. All good answers. One that I didn't hear today, I would have loved to hear, is being talked about in the YouTube chat right now, the electric engine over the combustible engine.
The electric engine.
The gas engine, No, as a worse replacement.
Replacement. Okay, definitely.
Yeah.
Henry.
Christian and Abington, give me, the paper straw over the plastic straw. I mean, the paper's clearly inferior. Yeah. And then that last one. Yeah, as much as I like Ken Jennings on the show, Alex Trebek is superior in every single way.
Guy hit a note with me. Let's go with Christian. I think the plastic straw versus the paper, the change there is remarkable.
It's terrible.
Let's put him into the hat.
Can't get through a large drink without my straw falling apart.
Rich is next. And don't forget, Politics and Pints, 6 days from now. Go to 1210WPHT.com. And the pregame show will all be out there at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. So stop on, get lubricated with some drinks on your way to the VIP event where there'll be drinks. And then the after, it's going to be a big night. 100 days. Rich Cioli next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.